Welcome to the latest episode of Nostalgia Myalgia, a show where we revisit things that we liked when we were kids and ask, was that really any good? I'm your host, Erin Rand, and this week I was joined by two very special guests, my childhood best friends, Lauren and Monica. They flew all the way from Chicago just to do this podcast. We talked about flash cartoons that we liked when we were in the 5th and 6th grade, specifically Muffin Films, Homestar Runner, and Weeble Stuff, and also digressed into many middle school tales that I hope you find entertaining. If you haven't listened to the show before, be aware that there are some mild spoilers, as much as there can be spoilers for 1.5 minute flash cartoons. Thank you guys for joining me on this episode of Nostalgia Myalgia. Tell me a little bit about yourselves.
Well, my name is Lauren. I'm a designer from Chicago and BFF of Erin Rand.
I don't know how I can follow that.
Yeah, loser.
Well, my name's Monica. I'm also from Chicago, and I've been friends with Erin since elementary school. And I guess I've been friends with Lauren, too.
I think you were friends with Erin for longer than I was friends with Erin, so you might be her BFF,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, we met in middle school.
Yeah, I was jealous of you because Monica was hanging out with you more than me.
I would always tell Lauren about what I did with Erin, and it just made her fume with friend jealousy. But and then we all became friends.
Yes, yeah. Lauren and I bonded in typing class. So today we're going to be talking about Flash animation, specifically Muffin Films, Homestar Runner, and Weeble Stuff. And to start off, I guess, what was your introduction to these cartoons? And I'll go ahead and start and say that my introduction, everything I learned about all these Flash cartoons came from Monica.
Monica.
She introduced us to all of it.
She was, like, the cool friend that everyone has who, like, knew the internet and how to use it as a fifth grader.
And to burn CDs.
Yeah, that was really cool.
It was only because I had older siblings, and my sisters showed me all of those things, I'm fairly certain. I remember my middle sister showing me Muffin Films when I was probably in fifth grade, and my oldest sister loved Homestar Runner. I think because it had a lot, she and her like college friends at the time thought it was really sophisticated and funny. I remember one Strong Bad email she was showing me where they mentioned phytoplankton because she's an oceanographer, and all of her college friends thought that was so funny. And, you know, I didn't really get a lot of the jokes as, like, a fifth grader, but that made me feel cool. It made my friends think I was cool.
True.
So it all worked out in the end.
We thought you were really cool.
Yeah, exactly. She was the coolest.
Exactly.
Lauren, what was your experience watching the card, like, these Flash cartoons?
Well, I'm pretty sure all of these cartoons, yeah, I saw either at your house or at Monica's house on the computer. That's it. They were quoted a lot. We quoted a lot of these cartoons and came part of our regular collection of inside jokes and quotables.
Yeah, it was just like watching a TV show as a kid. Like, we all loved SpongeBob, we all quote SpongeBob, we all loved Homestar Runner, and we all watched it together and quoted it together.
Sure, yes. Our parents hated us.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I remember sitting on our computer in our computer room and waiting for the dial-up and waiting for the cartoons to load for, like, 15 minutes. Like, I would wait for a Muffin Film cartoon to load for, like, 15 minutes, and then it's, like, a minute and 30 seconds long.
Not even.
And then, yeah. And then I would watch it, and then I would click on another cartoon, and then my mom couldn't use the phone, so she would get mad because it was dial-up. So what did you like about it when you were 11 and 12? Do you remember?
Oh, geez. I liked... So in Muffin Films, I liked the songs. they were just, like, short enough that they kept your attention as a fifth grader.
I feel like, yeah, Muffin Films were, like, perfect sense of humor target for about fifth grade.
Yeah.
I mean, my sister, who was slightly older than me, also thought they were funny, but I just remember thinking they were the most hilarious thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah. Yeah, I genuinely thought Muffin Films were really funny. And then Homestar Runner, Strong Bad Email, was my jam. I think that his, like, anti-establishment bent really appealed to 11-year-old me for some reason.
Those are the perfect length. Like, the longer Homestar Runner tunes, like, I felt those are way too long for me and my very short attention span. But the Strong Bad Emails and any Teen Girl Squad episode was very watchable and still is very watchable to me.
Yeah. Yeah, for the Weeaboo cartoons, I don't remember them at all, but I remember that I, like, did watch them, and I thought those were also just, like, they were so random.
Yeah.
That's why they were hilarious to me as an 11-year-old.
And they were so catchy.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
And quotable.
And everybody, I feel like everybody knew what it was.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody in middle school knew all the Weeble Stuff cartoons.
Yeah, which is really surprising to me because it has just, like, evaporated into the ether and is not, like, a thing anymore.
I guess they still make stuff.
Yeah.
For anyone who isn't familiar, the badger mushroom.
Was created by...
That was a Weeble thing. So giant internet memes were born from both that and Homestar Runner.
Yeah, they're all kind of internet classics.
Yes, that's true.
Though I don't know if I've met anyone else who has heard of Muffin Films besides
I don't think I've heard of don't know anybody who's heard of Muffin Films either.
Yeah, I guess I don't normally poll people on whether or not they've heard of Muffin Films, but
yeah,
I kind of assumed it was.
I've definitely met a ton of people who have watched Homestar Runner,
absolutely.
And, like, that was, like, a big deal to them.
I have a Trogdor the Burninator sign on my desk that someone made for me, because my last name is Blackburn, so at work I'm the Blackburninator.
Oh, nice. I remember I had the cheap sweatshirt that I wore all the time, and it was, like, a size large when I was in fifth grade.
Oh, yeah.
So, rewatching Muffin Films, what did you guys like about it? What do you guys still like about it?
Still like that they were short. Because they were a little bit more...
palatable.
Yeah, as a short length. I feel like if they were any longer, it would have been, like, way too much. I thought it was really surprising that all of those films were part of an MFA project.
That was interesting to learn, because they're obviously very, very just silly.
Yeah. Like, you wouldn't...
Incredibly pointless, incredibly, like, this isn't going anywhere, it wasn't really about anything, but it's kind of funny, kind of silly, and they're all different, which I appreciate. Like, you can see a huge stylistic variety in each of the individual Muffin films.
Yeah, I love the Bluebirds in Spring, which
that
is
hilarious.
A cartoon in the Muffin films, which is, like, a parody of French New Wave cinema. So they're, like, talking in French, and they're talking about their, like, life on Wii, but they're muffins. And I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah, I love it. And we would not have gotten that as fifth graders.
Oh, yeah, I definitely didn't get that when I was in, like, fifth grade.
No.
I liked that... Everything was on YouTube now. And that's for, like, pretty much...
Yeah, Weeble Stuff did that, too. It's all posted through YouTube.
And they also had a lot of social media stuff on there now.
So you
like and share Muffin Films.
Like Muffin Films.
Oh, for sure.
I wonder if the Muffins tweet.
Yeah.
And what they tweet about.
I also love how the creator, Amy Winfrey, is, like... She did super well for herself, I thought.
Yeah.
Like, I looked at her about page on her website, and she's worked for Nickelodeon. She did work on South Park, and now she's a director on BoJack Horseman, which is just awesome.
Humble beginnings.
Yeah. With the Muffin films. I also remember genuinely loving the Baking Fiends series. Did you ever watch that?
I didn't, no.
But she did.
No.
It was Charlotte... who was a little blue girl, and Vendetta was a little green girl. Charlotte wanted to be Vendetta's best friend, and Vendetta had a giant hamster. And then it ended up being, like, a Nicktoons show, but it was, like, totally wacky in the same vein as Muffin Films.
And it's just obvious from watching Muffin Films that she kind of just did it for herself and just did it for fun, and there's really not much point beyond that.
Well, it was an MFA project.
I mean, but there's no, like, driving plot to any of them. They're just silly little films. Like, she just did it for fun. And obviously, I don't know what kind of scope her MFA project had besides making a little web page with muffin videos on it, or what the point of it was beyond that.
Yeah, I'd be interested in seeing whatever kind of write-up she had about the experience. Like,
I feel like I'm part of some social experiment.
Yeah.
All the dumb children who watch Muffin Films.
Her MFA is actually in psychology.
Yeah. And it's, yeah, more about the people who watch muffin films and enjoyed it.
Yeah. to be a fly on the wall.
What
that,
kind
like,
of mental state I was at.
Pitch meeting with her advisor. Like, my MFA project's muffins. That's the whole pitch.
Yeah, I wonder if Google Analytics were around back then. And
ooh,
she...
Yeah, probably not. So, any complaints about the muffin films?
I mean, some of them obviously had more effort put into the animation than others.
Yeah.
And some of them were just, like, so stupid to the point of not really even being funny anymore. But again, it's just, it seems like she did it for her own enjoyment.
Which ones did you not like?
I don't remember the names quite either, but I think the more, like, artsy ones that you would expect of an MFA project, like, the stop-motion ones, I think. Just because for me...
Silly.
I mean, not necessarily... I mean, well, yeah, it's about muffins, so it's all silly, but...
just serious muffins.
Yeah. But seriously, people. No, just going back to my short attention span, I guess. I, like, need a plot, even if that plot is, like, two French muffins talking about life on a... Blue Cow.
Yeah. I kind of like that one stop motion one that was just, like, all of the shapes and, like, the muffins going from side
to
side.
And the dream of muffins one, that one was really funny.
Oh, yeah.
I also think that the music played a big part in, like, how I perceived it as either funny or not funny.
Oh, yeah, and she did the music, too.
Yeah.
I think as a fifth grader, I didn't realize, like, how much effort would have gone into
that.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, even though it's, like, just, like, a minute and 30 seconds.
So, yeah, I mean, like, having been a design major, like, making a webpage, 12 videos, music, and animation for those, like, would have taken up a lot of time, especially...
Legitimately days of work.
Yeah, like, back when the internet wasn't as, like, easy to learn as it is now, I would say. Like, as far as coding it and posting things and stuff. Though who knows, it was probably easier for a MFA student than a fifth grader.
Definitely. To have access to all the software that you need,
I don't know, my live journal that I made in sixth grade would beg to differ.
Custom HTML layouts.
So, moving on to perennial favorite, Homestar Runner.
Yeah.
First impressions on your rewatch.
I love Homestar so much. It's so great. It'll never not be great. It's just aged so well.
Like a fine wine.
No. Like a very fine wine. Like this Pinot Noir I'm drinking. Or drank. It's gone.
I think the humor is surprisingly sophisticated. a lot of the jokes still stand out today. And still, I can catch more of the jokes that I... probably didn't get as a fifth grader the first time I watched it.
Yeah, I was definitely surprised at, like, how many jokes probably went over my head as, like, a young person.
Yeah.
It's like when you, like, rewatch Disney movies and you realize what they're actually talking about.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Or, like, the pop culture references you definitely didn't get.
Yeah.
Well, Homestar Runner has always been very heavy on, like, the dated pop culture references.
Yeah.
I feel like it appeals to people much older than us. And all the way down to people younger than us.
Yeah.
You know, you watch the Halloween episodes of Homestar Runner where they all have ridiculous, like, 80s pop culture costumes. I didn't get that as a kid.
Oh,
but, you know, watching it now, you can kind of look back and say, oh, that's what they were talking about.
I keep seeing Homestar Runner bumper stickers on cars.
Yeah, and I think it's interesting because it's, like, also having a resurgence right now, whereas it was, like, defunct for a really long time.
Oh, yeah, because they started
making
posting
new videos again, even though Flash is dead. So that's sad.
I mean, they made it an episode.
Acknowledging the deadness of Flash.
Yeah. And when you watch Homestar Runner, you feel like you're part of some grand inside joke because they all reference each other and... You know, you can actually follow a lot of the characters' stories, and it's really exciting if you get into it as a kid. And the fact that they're coming back with more cartoons is really great to see.
Yeah, the rewatch value is very high. Also, do you remember how hard Peasant Quest was?
Oh yeah, I definitely had to use a walkthrough.
I think I did, and I still didn't beat it. Erin, do you remember?
I don't remember what Peasant Quest is.
So Peasant Quest was, like, one of the games they hosted on the website.
It was just an elaborate, like, text adventure.
Oh, right. I think I played that once and got so frustrated that I, like, was just, never mind.
It's incredibly difficult.
Especially for, you know, a 12-year-old.
Yeah. Also, I don't think that when I tried it, I understood, like, what text-based games were and, like, what you were supposed to do. So I just kind of, like, stared at the screen in, like, blankness. Just nothing. Yeah.
I think I eventually beat it. You have to fight Trogdor in the cave at the top of a cliff or something.
Oh, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Trogdor. Trogdor was a secret song in, like, Guitar Hero 2 or something.
Oh, I didn't think it was a secret song. I thought it was, like,
I mean, maybe it was a not secret
just
song.
Just a song.
Because I knew what it was, it felt like a secret to me.
Yes. It was a secret inside joke for nerds who liked Flash animation in 2002.
Yeah, man. That's where it's at.
I like that that's, like, the thing that has pervaded culture most about Homestar.
Trogdor.
Well, it had a multimedia approach. You had the song. You had the animation.
It was a game.
You had the email.
Yeah, you had the self-reference.
Yeah. Like I previously said, I really liked Strong Bad when I was young, but rewatching it, I relate to Homestar more.
I love Homestar.
I don't think I understood why his dopiness was so funny.
I was really disappointed, like, when I was younger, every time Homestar wasn't in a video, because I liked him so much.
Oh, really?
I was like, where's Homestar? Like, I did not like Marzipan at all. First of all, because I didn't realize what she was a parody of, because I didn't have any, like, vegan hippie friends in fifth grade. Yeah, I remember thinking she was really boring, and I was just like, bring back Homestar. Or Homsar. I love Homsar.
Oh my god, I forgot that Homsar was a thing.
He's my favorite minor character.
All the characters are so funny.
Yeah.
Like, I appreciate all of them for different reasons. Even, like, the Poopsmith.
I forgot about the Poopsmith.
Like, they're all just, like, hilarious in their own funny ways.
Yeah. I like Strong Sad.
Yeah.
He's hilarious to me. Just his gray dreariness.
Elephant feet.
The experimental film music video.
Oh, yeah! They were my first intro to They Might Be Giants, I think.
Yeah!
They did the music video for experimental film.
Was that an official music video?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, that
That's
is
the, best.
The music video for experimental film.
Yeah.
I didn't, didn't know about They Might Be Giants. You also introduced me to They Might Be Giants.
Yeah, same.
Did you guys have any issues with Homestar Runner? Anything you didn't like about it?
Well, I mean, when I was younger, once again, the length was an issue for me, some of the things. And, like, a lot of it was jokes that went over my head at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I think if I had rewatched more of the tunes, I would probably get to know. Because when we rewatched it, we mainly, you know, hit the Strong Bad emails. Teen Girl Squad is still my favorite.
Wondrous.
Yeah. I do wish there were more, like, girl characters besides Marzipan and Teen Girl Squad, because I think they're literally the only ones.
I don't know, I'm trying to think about it. I think you're right.
But do the Teen Girl Squad characters count?
Because they're just Strong Bad.
Creation of Strong Bad, yeah.
I mean, they do become their own characters, but it's so meta, I don't know how to judge it.
That's true.
Yeah. I mean, it's still delightful and watchable. It was just something I kept noticing.
Well, there's just a huge range of stuff on their website.
Yeah.
It's kind of all-encompassing. You can go really far back and see their old sketches of characters from, like, the late 90s and, like, and all the very first cartoons they made. And so just the amount of content on there is ridiculous at this point.
Yeah.
You could waste days and weeks of your life trying to watch everything.
Oh, for sure.
I would love to see, like, a sketch comedy style show of Homestar Runner. Like, just a bunch of shorts.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
As a 30-minute show since Flash is dying. we can just have it on TV now.
The characters are strong enough that they can have their own TV show.
I wonder if they, like, the Brothers Chaps have ever been approached for, like, a TV show.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think that they are both professional animators in some capacity now. But, yeah, so I think they've probably...
Because that's why they...
have some notoriety for...
That's ultimately why they stopped making Homestar Runner cartoons for a while, is they actually had careers
and
stuff.
Have a life.
Real life.
Also, since it's Flash, there's not really... I guess they could do product placement, but they can't really have, you know, sidebar ads. They sell merch and stuff, but I don't see that a real way to make money
wasn't
off
there
of...
real money.
Yeah.
Oh, that was one problem I found out with the website, was as a user experience designer, their website is, like, really difficult to navigate from the end of one tune back to, like, the... menu of those similar tunes. It'll either take you back, like, another level higher or, like, back to the beginning. And it's like, no, I want to watch them all in a row. Of course I do.
Yeah, there's no autoplay.
And I was only fine with their design because I've been so familiar with it since, like, fifth grade.
Yeah.
Although I do remember when I was in fifth grade, like, when I was first approaching Homestar Runner, I did not get their website at all. I remember, like, being, like, really dumbfounded by their website for a while. I just thought it was, like, strong at email because I didn't know how to find the other tunes.
Well, and there's so many Easter eggs in it that I feel is kind of lost on internet users now. You don't go to a website and expect to stay there and want to mess around and click on everything and, you know, try to find little secrets on web pages because you're more flickering from one thing to the next thing and you want everything to be as streamlined as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Homestar Runner, I feel like as a kid I could just kind of waste time on. Like, that was a focal point of my internet experience.
Oh, yeah.
Clicking around on random things on the website and trying to find new stuff.
Yeah, even just navigating the navigation, it was like, tunes, games,
and
characters, and every time...
And
like,
you just find new things.
Yeah, every time you roll over those, like, buttons, depending on what theme you were on for that homepage, it would, like, do a crazy animation.
And, like, it's not a frustrating thing back then, it's just kind of a fun thing.
Oh, yeah.
And now users more familiar with streamlined web pages would say, like, well, what the hell is this? Like, you can't get anywhere.
Yeah, when a new one comes out, you, like, take the time to go through each one to see what the new animations are, just because, like... developing all those characters was such a fun thing, and seeing what would happen.
Also, you're not 11 and don't have unlimited time to...
My free time is limited, and I want to be in and out as soon as possible.
Just want to watch the tune,
get
it done with. When I was watching it, I ran into the problem that it was Flash, so when I clicked to another tab, like, I couldn't pause it. And I completely forgot that that was a thing.
Yeah, you can't pause it, you can't restart if you miss something. Well, you have to start from the beginning if you miss something. You can't rewind, I guess is what I meant.
So unlike Muffin Films, which did switch to YouTube for all but, like, one of the videos, the one video they did switch to was interactive. And I guess they do have interactive elements at the very end of Homestar, like once a... once an animation finishes up,
there's usually more stuff to click on.
Yeah,
you gotta find it because it's hidden. Usually, you tap the tab button to reveal that,
or wait until your arrow becomes a finger as you put it all around the screen.
And this is all topics of playground conversation.
Definitely,
fifth grade.
I remember standing like underneath the playground was our headquarters, the Muffin Club headquarters.
Oh, yeah, that was a thing.
Oh, boy.
Did those times overlap, like, Muffin Films and Homestar Runner? I feel like it was more of phases.
Yeah, I feel like Muffin Films...
I was definitely watching Homestar Runner in the fifth grade.
Yeah, but, like, was it at the same time you were watching Muffin Films?
I can't answer
was
that.
Was it before?
Where were you?
You need to know these, Monica. Come on.
I identify my Muffin Films time more in, like, fifth grade, and then Homestar Runner more in middle school.
Mm-hmm.
So it was my more mature...
I only ever watched the Strong Bad emails in elementary school, because I remember at that time trying to email Strong Bad.
Oh my gosh, I tried to email Strong Bad so many times.
Same.
I'm really glad that nobody ever made an email based on it. That was immortalized.
Do you wish you could read that email right now?
No. I remember my first ever email was fireworks@prodigy.net, so that was probably the email that it was being sent from.
Never heard of that domain name.
I think back on that fireworks@prodigy.net email address, and I'm super impressed that it was just the word fireworks.
Yeah,
no
not
numbers.
Bad.
That's, like, really impressive. So, let's move on to our final set of cartoons, Weeble's Stuff, otherwise known as Weeble and Bob. First impressions upon your rewatch.
Oh man, it's still just as weird as I remembered it.
Yeah,
there's not really much to it. I don't know if there's just jokes that I'm missing, or jokes that were never meant to be gotten. But it's just so bizarre. Mm-hmm. And a lot of it's still pretty funny, but a lot of it's still just as, what the hell as I remembered it.
Yeah, my first reaction to rewatching it was, what the fuck is this?
Weeble and Bob.
Yeah, and just the Weeble Stuff cartoons.
In general. Yeah, because Weeble and Bob is like one of the many series
yeah.
he did. But yeah, Weeble and Bob was what we watched when we were younger.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I was younger, I was like, Monica's pulled this up on the internet, and now we're watching it, and it's funny. So it was very much something you showed us.
Yeah, it was more of the community experience that, like, all my friends were watching it, but I also remember thinking that when I was young, so, well, not what the fuck, but the 11-year-old version of that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
What the what? Yeah, it was definitely one of those things I would only watch at whoever's house we were
yes,
at.
Yes, that's true. Although I do remember being at somebody's house, somebody like my mom's friend's house, and they had a daughter that was my age, and showing them the Magical Trevor cartoon.
Yes. It's a solid cartoon.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of people know that one. A lot of people would probably know that one. Kenya.
Yeah.
Badger, of course.
The Chutney song,
yeah. I think when I was young, I thought it was hilarious that it just, like, looped over and over and over and over and over forever and would just sit there and watch it for, like, several minutes. But now, I don't get the appeal. You should just end it.
I think that all of his songs that he does, the ones that loop over, they're so incredibly clever.
Oh, yeah.
Like, rewatching them now, I appreciate a little bit more about them. I mean, it's not like they're sophisticated and on another plane of society or anything like that, but just the fact that he wrote all the songs and how they loop together seamlessly in the animation, it's all really clever and really well put together. And
definitely.
It still has a lot of artistic value to me. Like, I'm not going to lie.
I had the Chutney song stuck in my head before we went to bed last night. So.
Of course.
So definitely some earworms. Although the Weeble and Bob cartoons, I think that it was either over my head or under my head. I'm guessing under my head.
I don't think there was ever a point to them.
There was one of them I was watching sometime last week. I think it was just one of the first ones. And I thought it was hilarious. Like, just one part of it. Like, the way Bob said, "Pa!" Like, I don't know, some weird noise he made just, like, made me laugh because it sounded funny, which I'm sure is why I thought it was hilarious back then. But I would not have the patience, as I mentioned before, to sit through
them. That was my problem, is when I was listening, like, or watching to them, I couldn't click away to another tab because you couldn't understand anything that they were saying without their, like, speech bubbles.
Oh, yeah.
So I couldn't just listen to it in the background and get the gist. I had to sit there and watch it.
And even as a kid, I recognized the Weeble and Bob episodes were a little hit or miss as far as humor value. Because you're watching some of them, like, hey, yeah, this is pretty funny. I don't really get it, but it's funny. And then there's one that's just like a monkey dancing around the screen for 30 seconds. I'm like, okay, well, this
yeah,
there was nothing really to see here at all.
I think the sheer stupidity of it probably appealed to me more as a
absolutely
sixth grader than it did now.
And at that time, the internet was filled with that kind of thing, and that was, you know, what people sought out in the internet.
Yeah. Like, ZomboCom.
Oh my god, ZomboCom. How could you forget? We looked that up last year.
I had so many of those, like, kind of websites bookmarked and that I thought were hilarious.
The ZomboCom bookmarked.
Show your friends, yeah. And back when Funny Junk wasn't just, like, image hosting, it had, like, little games and stuff. I don't know. I haven't been on Funny Junk in years.
Every time I went to your house, we would go on addicting games. Those were all Flash games.
I don't remember that.
Oh, yeah. You totally introduced that to me because I would never usually go on it at my house because I was usually always on Neopets instead of any other site.
And that's going to be another episode.
Actually, probably. I didn't play Neopets as a kid. I had a loop, but I didn't... Our service was so slow, and we also had a Mac, which at that time was, like, not compatible with anything.
Sure.
So it was more... So occasionally it would work, but it was mostly
terrible. Yeah, Laura was a little bit into Neopets.
You know what? If I revisit Neopets every once in a while just for the Flash games... You can't blame that on me.
You subscribed to the Neopets magazine.
I did! I forgot about that!
Don't even tell me that you weren't into Neopets.
No, I'm not. Oh, I'm not doubting it. I'm not arguing that at all. No, that was awesome. That was a really well put together... It was a well-printed magazine.
Great publication.
It had really, like, hard cover stock, and it was... God, I wish I had kept some issues, but...
I subscribed to Nickelodeon magazine, so cannot judge.
I feel like there's a little less shame in that.
It was all just pranks.
I think I had an issue of Powerpuff Girls magazine, which is weird that even existed.
Yeah, why did that exist?
I think it was literally only one issue.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, is there a market for that?
Not me, apparently.
Buys magazines of weird shit.
Oh my gosh.
Whatever, man.
That's great. I have two friends, or two acquaintances from college who met on Neopets and are now in a long-term relationship.
That's weird.
That's beautiful.
They met on Neopets in college.
How recently?
Like 3 or 4 years ago.
Good for them.
But as the only adult people on Neopets, they figured, maybe we should make something out of this.
You know what? As long as they're happy.
They're otherwise pretty normal people.
That's a beautiful story. I'm not even being sarcastic. I'm really happy.
So, any other thoughts about Weeble and Bob?
I feel like it wasn't as oftenly visited by me.
Yeah.
As Homestar Runner. But he's still putting out stuff. He's put out
stuff
for a while. And we watched the Doge song animation, which is my favorite thing he's probably ever done. And he put it out a few years ago, I think.
When the Doge meme was hot stuff.
Dude, it's still hot stuff. I love it. I'll never not love it. Which, oh my gosh, full circle. Doge originated on Homestar Runner, the term.
What?
Yeah, it was from one of the... live-action puppet animations.
Pretty sure it originated in Italy.
What?
The Doge is, like, the person who's in charge in Italy. D-O-G-E. Like, the Doge's palace.
You're, like, too nerdy for me right now. No, but Homestar Runner refers to a dog as a Doge. And he says, Doge. If you go to, Urban Dictionary and look up Doge, it'll say that it has its sources in Homestar Runner.
So now we know that Lauren's gone to Urban Dictionary to look up Doge.
Yeah.
Because you know what all the fuss is about.
You needed to know how to pronounce it, actually, when you were referencing the meme in person. Mm. Is it Doge? No.
It's Doge. You just sound like an idiot if you say that.
Yeah, right? This is important stuff. I don't know why you guys aren't taking this as seriously as me.
I've learned so much.
Good.
Podcast.
Mm-hmm. You've been taught.
Been schooled.
Mm-hmm. So, would you recommend these Flash cartoons to a friend?
Well, okay, so, Muffin Films. I would recommend the first of the new ones.
Mini Muffins.
Just one 1-minute and 30-second cartoon.
Because the production value is better because she made it more recently. So after she did the first 12 or whatever, 10 years later she made 6 more as like an anniversary thing, and one of those 6 is adorable, and what I made everyone watch.
I might recommend Muffin Films to a child.
Yeah, or somebody that I know who has kids.
Right. But, you know, in my life now, there's no real scenario where I'm going to be talking to someone my same age and say, yes, let's watch Muffin Films, because it's not really worth anyone's time.
You don't like muffins.
You don't like muffins. Yeah, Monica made us memorize the Muffin Alley song, which was like an entire minute and a half song, to get into the very exclusive muffin club that Monica started.
And the funniest part was, when we were rewatching this yesterday, both of you remembered all the words, and I did not.
Actually,
I could not remember
hardly
any.
Because you didn't have to memorize anything, because you started the muffin club.
Yeah.
Guys, was I a bully?
Maybe. Sure does look that way.
Yeah, this is not me. This is not looking good for me at all. Like, I just want to issue a formal apology to you and anyone else I interacted with in fifth and sixth grade.
I'll think about it.
Yeah. Can you guys ever forgive me?
I don't know yet.
Maybe. Though I did realize that I thought I knew all the words to that song, and I actually didn't.
Oh, wow.
I definitely made up lyrics for parts that I didn't understand the words to.
No.
Yeah, you're out of the Muffin Club.
Damn it.
There were a few parts that I probably mumbled through in my Muffin Club audition.
I can't believe I ever accepted you guys into this exclusive club. It could have just been me.
All by yourself.
All by myself.
Under the playground.
Oh, man. I thought we had to memorize more than one song.
I think you had to, in order to advance in the ranks, you had to.
I don't even remember this song.
Because I tried really hard to get you to like me because I wanted friends.
Don't even say.
Because I was jealous of Erin because she was your new friend.
I feel like we're getting into a lot of, like, deep, uncovered psychological trauma in this podcast.
All caused by
all because
films.
Of muffin films.
Yeah.
So, no, I would not recommend muffin films, even to a child. It just causes rifts in your friendships.
Maybe a child, like, in seclusion.
Child in seclusion. Don't show this to your friend.
But Homestar Runner, I'd recommend to everyone,
oh,
everywhere,
yeah.
All humans.
If you haven't seen Homestar Runner, at least even a little bit,
who
I'm
are
sorry.
You?
Because it's legitimately funny. You're not going to have a bad time. Like,
yeah.
You might not get everything right away before you start to understand the characters,
mm-hmm.
but there's always something funny going on and
mm-hmm.
more jokes to catch.
There are
yeah.
two types of people who walk by my desk at work. One are people who say to me, Trondor, yeah, burning stuff, yeah, peasants, countryside. Yeah, you know, they know what Trondor is. And other people are like, what is that thing?
With an arm on
what
its back.
What is that? I'm like, you've not seen Homestar, I'm afraid.
Yeah, I bonded with one of my grad school professors over Homestar Runner, so it's gotten me far in life, I think.
We've actively sought out episodes at work to watch when it's come up in conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. Is there a cartoon from Homestar Runner that you would recommend to start with?
Trogdor.
Okay.
Yeah, I think Trogdor. I also have shown people Fahogwagads.
Oh, yeah. I think this, like, any of the strong bad emails are probably a good bet.
Mm-hmm.
Because
you kind of have to explain the context a little bit.
Yeah.
Because otherwise it's just confusing. Because
mm-hmm.
I remember being confused by strong red emails at first, but then you learn to appreciate them.
Mm-hmm.
Or the entire Teen Girl Squad series.
Yeah, those are very accessible. Because
mm-hmm. they don't actually involve any
yeah.
of the characters.
But then you're missing out on all of the great side characters.
Oh, yeah.
The deeper
yeah.
you go into, the more rewarding it is.
Yeah.
And you get into all the silly games and old cartoons.
So basically, to clear out a week and go through the archives of Homestar Runner is what we're saying. Use your PTO.
Highly recommend taking a week of vacation from your job, watching Homestar Runner. No, don't do that.
I mean, you could. Do they have DVDs? I thought they put out DVDs.
They have a Teen Girl Squad
yeah.
DVD for
they
sure.
They have Strong Red Emails on DVD. I'm fairly
yeah.
certain.
So maybe
have
you
to buy
could
that.
Just maybe
I
you could
feel
just
like that's a good purchase.
Yeah, just accumulate all the DVDs
for a rainy day.
Yeah, then you don't have to worry about the whole Flash thing.
I wonder how long it would take you to watch all the Strong Mid emails.
A long time. There are like 200
several
of them.
Hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And those aren't the shorter ones either.
Yeah.
Alright. Is there any situation where you'd recommend Weevil stuff to somebody?
Again, not really anymore. Maybe to a kid who might find the badger thing hilarious.
A kid who's obsessed with badgers.
I would still probably recommend the Doge song.
Yeah.
Just because it's new. Depending.
If Doge comes up in conversation.
Yeah.
Say, yo, check out this sick animation.
If someone's like, you know what? I really need a catchy song about Doge and with a cute face on it.
Has watching these flash cartoons led you to any other, like, media that you wouldn't have discovered?
Ooh, that's a good question.
At the time I started watching them,
has it made you more receptive to other things that you've seen?
I find a lot of, like, new cartoons that are coming out, like Archer, Bob's Burgers, those kind of things. I appreciate them because they kind of remind me of what I used to watch as a kid with Homestar Runner. You know, obviously those are, they can be a little more crude depending on what network they're on and everything. You know, they're not quite kids' shows. But just the fact that sophisticated cartoons like that existed and I was familiar with them and liked them makes me more likely to want to watch adult-style cartoons now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I would say that I think flash cartoons in general and as a media definitely has developed, like, so much over the past 10 or so years, or, you know, because, like, it's an accessible means of making it. I mean, if you can afford the software or obtain it somehow, hopefully legally, or whatever your preference is, then, you know, it's a really great way to experiment with animation and that whole realm of art. Yeah, like as Monica was saying, it makes you a lot more receptive to other similarly made animations.
Yeah, for me, I sort of view it as a predecessor to YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
And you like there, because there are people who post animations on YouTube, and I'm blanking on the name, but the person who makes Charlie the Unicorn, like, it's weird and, like, kind of violent, and definitely probably wouldn't have happened without people who are making Homestar Runner and Muffin Films and all that fun stuff.
Well, and probably the biggest Flash animation hoster at the time that we didn't really mention was Newgrounds.
Oh,
where,
yeah.
You know, people made their own accounts and, you know, would get that notoriety through Newgrounds and post their games and animations and stuff, and you could follow people and look into everything they were making.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that kind of thing really led the way to YouTube animations as well. Because you can still find a lot of that old...
Mm-hmm. I forgot that Newgrounds existed until just now. It all came back to me.
Yeah, I would say that.
They had a ranking system and users with varying degrees of popularity, and you could upload your own stuff.
Yeah, I would say that Flash also really contributed a lot to the interactivity of the web as kind of like its own self-containing thing, but as a means of, you know, art, design, interactivity. But no, it's really interesting because, you know, a lot of that stuff now would be done with HTML5, CSS, like stuff like that.
Oh yeah, like, because all of that, you know, Flash banners on websites are seen as really tacky now, but back then it was cutting edge.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not a web designer, so I'm not entirely sure. I think Flash is just not supported as much. Probably because the loading time is so much.
And you can't access it on a lot of mobile devices.
Yeah, you can.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I remember
when the
fisheye lens came out, the new Homestar Runner cartoon, and my professor emailed it to me and was like, hey, there's a new Homestar Runner cartoon, and I got it while I was on the subway and checked it, and it was just like a blank screen. And I was like, why is this not working? I can't watch Homestar Runner. Because you can't watch Flash on iPhones. It took me an embarrassing amount of time to figure that out. Well, thank you guys for joining me on this episode of Nostalgia Myalgia.
It was an honor.
It's been a pleasure.
Thanks again for tuning into Nostalgia Myalgia. If you like what you heard, head to MinervaMag.com for other awesome podcasts like Bardolatry and Novel Ideas, and make sure to follow us on Twitter @MagMinerva.